The 11th ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's cross country team heads to Terre Haute, Indiana this weekend for the NCAA regionals. The Badgers finished third behind Michigan and Michigan State of the recent Big Ten championships. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you help to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more anytime and give if you want, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Alyssa Niggemann is a redshirt sophomore on the Badgers cross-country team. The Amherst, Wisconsin native is on the show with me today. So, Alyssa, first step to the NCAA championships are this weekend in Terre Haute. How are you and your teammates feeling about it?
We're feeling pretty good about it. Big Ten's wasn't exactly what we wanted, so we're really excited to go out and maybe go and beat the teams that might have beaten us at Big Ten. So the biggest thing is just we have a lot of fuel to our fire right now, and we're super excited for regionals this weekend.
Yeah, Wisconsin got the overall champion at the Big Ten's, Alicia Monson, but the team finished third. You wound up 33rd in the Big Ten championships. How do you feel about your results this season?
I've been a little frustrated with this season. I've definitely had to learn more about myself with training and whatnot. We had to kind of play catch up early in the season since I did get bronchitis in the later phase of training. But in every workout, Jill is trying to challenge us individually and as a group. And I think there's a lot for all of us to show in the next, hopefully, two races.
Yeah. Is there an enormous amount of pressure on this team with the NCAA championships on your home course in a couple of weeks and needing to qualify to run the race in your own backyard there?
Yeah, I mean, there is pressure, but the way we like to look at pressure is that it's fun. I mean, this is what we're born and bred to do, is go out and compete. And so we're obviously going to hold ourselves accountable to make sure that we're there at nationals. Every single conversation we have is and workout that we've had is we want to defend our home territory and run the best race we can at nationals.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you have to do to make the nationals here in a couple of weeks at Madison?
So auto qualifiers is you have to be top two in the region. But we have a fairly competitive region, and we have enough COLAS points where I believe if we're in the top five or six in our region, we can still qualify.
All right. Well, you were a three-time D3 state champion at Amherst High School, but when you chose to walk on at Wisconsin, you said it was a little bit intimidating, you know, to run at that level. How long did it take for you to feel comfortable down there and feel like you could compete nationally with the Badgers program?
I guess it took longer than I thought, but last year for me, I was kind of just a deer in the headlights and just ran one and do what I had to do for my team. But yes, coming from a smaller division with not as much competition, I wanted to put myself like small fish in a big pond and see how I could do. And I wanted to challenge myself to my fullest capabilities, and Wisconsin was able to offer that. And Jill has done a great job with the program in developing, not fully developed athletes yet from high school.
Yeah. By the way, the Jill you talked about is Jill Miller, the head coach of the women's cross-country team. Well, it's our first chance, Alyssa, to get to know you as a runner, but at an even deeper level, as a follower of Jesus, can you share a little bit of your spiritual story with us today?
It's been quite a long journey, but I'll just give the short and abridged version. I grew up Lutheran, and then I actually lost my faith in like 6th, 7th grade. And thankfully, my best friend at the time was, she was really strong in her faith. She took me to a Christian camp, or Bible camp, and then I recommitted my faith. And then I was lukewarm with it throughout high school. And then just this year, I kind of dived full in with AIA, and one of my teammates, Amy Davis, helped guide me more in the sense of, like, religion can only get you so far, but relationship is what we all need with the Lord.
Absolutely. Yeah, Amy Davis has been on the show before. What a dynamic Christian she is. But you and Amy are not the only believers on the team. So it's got to be a tremendous encouragement to you, not just to win races, but to run the spiritual race, too, from your fellow Christians on this team, huh?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. And I have to say, a couple of us girls will get together and do Bible studies during the week and always holding each other accountable. And how can we better our faith through our sport? And it's something I definitely appreciate because it's helping me become a better person. It's helping them become better people as well.
Alyssa Nigaman on the Wisconsin Badger women's cross-country team heading to the NCAA regionals this weekend. If they qualify, they'll host the NCAA championships. They'll be one of the teams in the NCAA championships in a couple of weeks in Madison. Alyssa, thanks for spending some time with us here on Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
Yep, thank you.